learning on Tzadi Chesam Beis at the by the Rashi's from the starting from the Gemara, four lines in the bottom. So Rav Chinan of Bar Shalmiya had the gears in the Mishnah that lo yamad adam, you may not stand in one rishus and move an item in another rishus. Because it's a problem because we're afraid the person might bring the item from the other rishus to where he's standing. So Rav said to him that you have left the rabbon and it don't your mayor. To you who the gazer shema yavi etzlik the command repirkan, the mayor does present this type of gzeira that we're afraid the person might bring it to himself. The Mishnah says later on at Kuf Aleph lo yamad brishus ayachid v'yiftach brishus arabim. A person cannot stand in one rishus and use a key to open something in another rishus. So there's a key on the floor, on the grounds, and he wants to pick it up there, reach out, pick it up over there, and use it over there, and then put it back down. I'm afraid he might bring the key to himself. So we're afraid he might bring it to him where he's standing. So that's a mayor shita. So therefore over here he changed the gear to lo yamad adam. So Rav said that's a mayor shita. So what are Chinan of our think? Who saw made a safer mayor? Hodl yiftach dire mayor b'hu. Mishnah later on is going like your mayor that we make this gezeira. So therefore over here also we should learn that this Mishnah here should also follow in the sheet of her mayor and do so. Tosis doesn't like that pshat because there are a few Mishnahs in between. So calling it a safe in the ratio that since the Mishnah three Mishnahs later on is going like Rameyer. So for this Mishnah should go like Rameyer, Tosis finds it difficult. Tosis suggests maybe a different source why it's Rameyer. Okay, so the Mishnah said you're allowed to move it. Stand Rishus Yachid, reach out to Rishus Rab and move it. As long as you don't move it more than Dalad Am is in Rishus Rab. So the more hoitzi is chayav chatas, we could assume if a person would do that, so that he would be chayav. No, what's the chiddush of that? I mean, he moves on the four amos of shesarabim. Yeah, but the case would be that he picked it up. His height, which is above 10 tefachim, and then put it down again. So it went through the airspace of a makom patur, because above 10 tefachim, which is a rama, has the status of a makom patur. So let me misyele the rava. That should prove rava's din. Damar rava, hamar rechefetz, mitchilas arba, the sof arba, the hevira derech halab is chayiv. A person moves something four amas, which is a rabim. Meanwhile, moving it up above himself, which he's above 10 tefachim, he's chayiv. So the Mora says, L'char it's a raya from our Mishnah, it's a rabba. The Mora says, no, Miketani im hoitzi chayiv chattas, dim im hoitzi potter balazer. You can't prove from the Mishnah that the result of he does it, it just says you can't do it. It doesn't mean if you did it, that there's a chiyav chatas. Could mean if you did it, that the result is patur b'loser. Ika de Amri. Some present this conversation in the following way. Ha hoitzi patur b'loser. But the diak of the mission would be, don't do it. Which means if you did it, there would be also to do it. So then, it's not chayav. So lema tabi to yuvta de rava. So the mission only is masha that's also to do. It's not masha that's chayiv. So it's a kasha on rabba. The Mishnah says no. Mikatani hoitzi potter b'loser. Dilma im hoitzi chayiv chatas. You can't be medayik that you're only potter. Yeah, the Mishnah is only discussing the tzatzur too. What would be the result if you do it, whether it's chiyuv or it's potter, that you can't prove one way or the other. So Rashi, ha hitziyah chavitz midal adamis, top Rashi, it's a top line. Ha hitziyah chavitz midal adamis, chai, a person would carry it more than 4 amos, he'd be chai. Vavagav dehu, I made bigavoya. Even if he's in a higher spot, he be the malam yud, and when he picked it up, he carried it. He brought it above 10 tefachim. Veheviru, and he transported it at that height. Lamin and habar is derech malka patur. Who we don't say he's transporting it through a malka patur, and therefore he's potter. Sama basar hanochav akiras linen. The main thing is where you took it from and where you put it down, where it went in between. As long as it moved al adamis, this guy you've already not looked mitzilas arba, but he looked so far. But he picked it up, beginning 4 amos away, and the shesurav, and he put it down 4 amos further in the shesurav. So he's rub old sky.
If you have a series of fence posts, each of which is small but tall, could you pick something up, put it on top of the fence post, and within 4 of each other, and move from fence post to fence post?
The fence post is doing what? It's enclosing.
The fence post is.
No, I'm saying it's enclosing the Rishus Yachid.
It's in Rishus Rabbi. What I'm doing is I'm trying to take this conversation. They're saying Havara, and there's no Hanacha Nakira. Okay, so let's put it on a fence post. Now there's Hanacha Nakira. From a kompator, we're transporting more than 4 reshuta rabim. Does that?
It's mutter.
It does help.
I mean, so the only question is, you want to know, is a mutter mirabonan? The xeri, you might, it's one thing to put down a kompator to keep go from kompator to kompator. You might put it down reshuta rabim. Probably.
Well, let's say you start in reshuta rabim under the first fence post, from the first to the second to the end.
I'm saying you might have xeri, but it's not definitely not a chiyuv.
Okay, so you can move something. Full Tchum Shabbat, that you could walk through this man.
From one Malkum Torah to Malkum Torah, yeah, theoretically. Again, this Xeru, that's not a good idea.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. And at the very end, you could put it down in Rishut HaRabim again.
No, you can't go from Malkum Torah to Rishut HaRabim L'Chadchila.
So then this whole conversation is, we're going from Rishut HaRabim to Rishut HaRabim in the end, it doesn't matter what's in the middle.
That's what it says.
Okay.
No. Rabbi's case is didn't put it down in the middle.
Even if you did put it down in the middle, it doesn't help. That's what we just said.
Rabbi's a machiyuv. You're talking about Yodis Mutter. Rabbi's case is the question is this called a malach of Hutsu? Mm-hmm. Or Havoris Daladamas? He picked it up from here, went through it in Malkum Patur, and put it down. So that's Rabbi's child. How do you view that in between? The Rabbi says that that's irrelevant and that he's chayiv. You have a new question. Okay, is it mutter to do? It's a different question. Okay. Apart from also, me rabbanon dem also lavuri derech lamata meisor. So even though you're not chayiv, the mission is only the more wants to medayik from the mission, the maybe that. It's taka potter if you do it above 10, but it's aser because you might move it below 10 and then you'd be chayiv. Okay, lo yamed adam rishus yochid. So Mishnah says a person can't stand the rishus yochid and relieve himself into rishus rabbi. The Mora says Amar Rav Yosef hishtin v'rok. The Mishnah gives us two cases: the case where he urinated, the case where he spat, expectorated. Chayiv chatas. The Mishnah's mashal that he's chayiv chatas. For the merkash of Abinan Akir Banochem Meal Mokem Meal Gabi Mokem Dalit Baleka. The halacha is that besides this of Rishus, we saw this idea a few times already. Besides this of has to be in a Rishus Yoch Rishus Rab, whatever it is, has to be in a Rishus which requires a minimum size of 4x4 Rishus Yochid. But the place where the item is placed. Take where the item is taken from and where the item is eventually placed has to be a mokum dalit al dalit. It has to be a mokum which has a cheshivas to it, a 4x4. So therefore, we look at it. It was originally in at rest in this place, this place is a significant place. It's dollar by dollar. It's at rest of that place. You've uprooted it from that place, and you place it down to another, a new place where it's at rest and dollar al dollar. But if the item, if the place you're taking from, is not dollar al dollar, even though the place you go to is dollar al dollar, you're not chayiv. So over here, it's ending up in Rishus HaRabim, but it's leaving the person's body, which is not dalet al dalet. So, how could he be chayiv? Some more answers. Machshavte mashu le'mokim. The decision that this is a significant place to the person gives it the equivalent halachic status of if it would consider be considered a mokim dalet al dalet. It's a significant place. Versus, where do you find such an idea that the person's machshava, his the way he relates to it, defines something? Dilotei mahachi, because if you don't say that this is true, that his machshava can define something. Hodomer Rava. Gives up, but there's Rava. Person threw a chafetz, zorak, v'noch b'fi ha-kelev, and it landed in the dog's mouth. Or b'fi ha-kipshin, or landed into the oven. It fell into the oven. It's chayv chattis. How could be chayv chattis? V'obin ha-noch al-gab m'okam dalet v'leka. It has to be placed on a mokum dalad, and the mouth of a dog is on a mokum dalad. So he threw some food to the dog from the beginning of the dalad amas to the end of the dalad amas, and it landed in the dog's mouth. But it didn't land in a mokum dalad or dalad. How could he be chayiv? So what are we forced to say? Machshavte mashal mokum. The fact that he wants to put it in the dog's mouth, that defines it. That's considered for him. That's the mokum we're supposed to be. So Hachanami says Zot the Gemara. Let's take the same idea over here. Machshava mashalei mokum. This is the decision where this is where it's supposed to be. I mean, even though that he was presented with that reality, but that's how he relates that this is considered by him the correct place for the item. So the liquid of the mouth, the saliva in the person's mouth, that is its place until it's spat out, and that's how he relates to it. That's the right place for it. That's called a mokum dalet. So you're taking it from a mokum dalet, or halachic equivalent to a mokum dalet from his mouth to the Rishus HaRabim, and he's chayiv. Okay.
Would that be the case in any case? There would never be a mokum patur, because every time he takes something out, he's considering it someplace, an initiating point, and then
he's putting it out. Right, so the Gabi Mokum Patur, Machshava wouldn't define it. This halacha of Akira and halacha Mokum Adalad, it's not defining the place, it's defining the relationship of the item to the place.
That's the place where it's supposed to be.
That's the place where it's supposed to be. So that's a defining, so therefore the item is considered at rest, in a place, and now you're moving somewhere else. Whereas the Mokum Patur is the definition of the place itself. So the Gabi, so Machshava would not work to define the Mokum Patur as anything other than the Mokum Patur, but it would define that in Rishus HaYachid, instead of being on, you know, it's on top of this little pole, which is not a Mokum Dalet, right? That's not considered a pole. It's considered that where it's supposed to be, because that's where I want it to be. Well, that's for sure. The more says, if you have a basket which is dollar to dollar on top of a post, that's considered dollar to dollar, right? But the more says, the more we had in Shabbos and Daf Hayom and Aleph, the more is the first Mishnah in Shabbos goes from the hand of the Ani to the hand of the Balabais and back and forth. So the more says a hand isn't 4x4; it's in the person's hand. So the more says, yeah, but that's where the person wants it to be. So that was the final tariff of the Gemara in Hayom and Aleph. The more went through three different terutzim, but the final Gemara says that final tariff of the Gemara is that a hand is considered like a dalal dal, because for a person, if I want it to be my hand, that's where I want it to be.
I seem to remember that in that conversation, we're also talking about that a person being in their place is considered a hanaka into that place.
That is when something is on the person, it's considered as if it's munach on the ground. But that's regards to, again, that's regards to an issue of what rishus, whether it's considered, whether there was a hanocha, whether it's considered a mokum dalit is the next step. Right. The Gemara says, but it's considered munach in that rishus, but it's a munach on a hand. And a hand isn't a. Dalal dal. The worst final terrorist is the no. A hand is, that's where I want it to be. So that's instead of dalal dal. So the kind of dalal dal is not really the real. The point of dalal dal means it has to be at a chosh of a state of rest. So my machshava can define what's called chosh. Boy, Rava. Rava has the following question. So let's say you have a situation where the liquid is in the body of the person. It's in the person's bladder, and that's in Rishus HaYachid. But if he would put the end of it, his male organ into Rishus HaRabim, so it leaves the body actually in Rishus HaRabim, but it rests in the Rishus HaYachid. Because his body is Rishus HaYachid, but the opening of the person is Rishus HaRabim. So, who Rishus HaYachid, Rupi Amr, Rishus HaRabim, Mahu, Basar Akira Azlinen. The Akira was, you're taking it out of the body, where it's at rest, which is Rishus HaYachid. Other hand, Basar Yitzia Azlinen, but it leaves the body in Rishus HaRabim. So maybe that should be permitted, and we'll find a way for the person to relieve himself. Versus Teiku, that's a question. Sakrashi, Machshavtoi, second narrow line. Shutzarach Lakach, this is what he needs it to be. Mashalei Hutzarach Hashuva gives it a significant status. Zerbin Tchilatzal, the Seif Dalit, a person threw it four amas and it landed in the mouth of a kelev or Bafia Kivshin. Shakultash al Hevis, Venisafot. And before it landed on the ground of the kibshin, it burnt up, so it never landed on the ground. So, but it's inside the kibshin, so maybe that's considered like it landed. So the Rabbi says, if that's where you want it to be, that's considered like it landed. Basar Akira, Minaguf Azlin. Do you say where it left from the body? Leaves the hollow, the cavity of the body. The matzim in the goof shub rishus ha'yachid rishus ha'rabim. He's taking it from the goof, which is part of rishus ha'yachid. Rishus ha'rabim. But you see, as you see in the goof a minute, it leaves the body through the opening, and that opening was a rapiyom of rishus ha'rabim. Over here, the scenario was that was in rishus ha'rabim. Vein kanakir rishus ha'yachid. It never left rishus ha'yachid. So, tomorrow, so that question of Basar Akira, Basar Yitzia, is taken with Stanza's question.
So yesterday we talked about a pike leaving a Rishut HaYachid, like a pike leaving a house going out to the street.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Underground. So let's bring it up to the surface, like it's a surface drainage. Still smaller than 4x4, at least in width it's smaller than 4. It would seem then that pouring into that drainage inside the house and letting it run of its own accord out would be an issue.
Well, the pipe, it's never at rest on the pipe, so the pipe is not considered, whether the pipe is 4x4 wouldn't make a difference. You'd have to look at, it was at rest in the Rishus HaYachid.
So let's terminate the pipe at a collection pool. That's, 20 feet outside the house. More than
Dalit. So if it goes, if it goes from the Shusha Yachud to the pool, probably it's going to be the situation would be a Carmelist. So kachav bekarmelus legozru. The more it says the fact that you know it's not it's his kach is moving it, and if it's not directly his, it's him that we weren't kozer bekarmelus. So usually the scenario is it's going from the shas yachid to a karmelus. At worst,
if there's a beach house and flowing out into the ocean, that would be might be a different problem.
Although, so there's also karmelus. All right, so it goes from the house of Shusha Yachid to the final ending where it lands is at worst is a karmelus. Whether it's the collection pool, whether it's into the pipes, you know, the sewer system of the city. I had a chaver one time told me, he says, you know, when he was a kid, he always thinks, like, why is this mutter to flush the toilet? Why am I allowed to flush the toilet? I'm not sure it's why it's mutter, but everyone else is doing it, must be it's okay, you know. I said it's a good question, you know, why are you allowed to do that, right? You're taking all the water from the Rishus Yochid out to somewhere. Okay.
Flushing
a toilet? Okay.
So, pre-plumbing, when people were using vessels?
Right, so then they would take it out to an ashpa, so they would have to have some type of an eruv situation to take it out. The chelo yorik rebuke. So the Mishnah says that the person can't spit, and then Rav Yehuda says that a person even before the spitting process, the carrying the saliva in his mouth, dalet amis, is a problem. So the Mishnah says that he's going to be, he may not do that. The Mishnah says, Avagab delo yehipich bo. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Nitlash, the Mishnah says, the first step is that the saliva develops in the mouth. And the next step is called hipich, hapich or hapich bo, which means he sort of like rolls it around in his mouth and makes it into a ball of liquid which he wants to spit out. The Mishnah's mash, even before that stage, it's already a problem. The more it challenges that, because what's an on? We have a Mishnah. If a person was eating pressed figs, so it becomes, it sort of like gels together into a, you press them hard enough, they gel together, and that's called the vela. So he's eating a piece of the vela. And b'daimet m'sevois, and his hands had not been washed. So they have a din that they would be metama poichlim. So if it's a vela of truma, so it'd be metama poichlim. But it has to be, it's only metama poichlim if it's mukshir. So, as long as the item is still dry and has not been wet, so it's not a problem. So, the Russian dish over here is hechsher. So, Hitler's yodel is such cheap, little sword. So, sometimes in the pressing, little pieces of other things get mixed, pressed in. Seed, whatever it is, it's a little pebble. So he sticks his hand to his mouth to pull out the pebble. So now you have a situation where it's in the mouth, it has saliva on it. Saliva is a liquid. So it should be moksha, it's moksha. Then he sticks his hands in, which are tomei, and he touches it, so he makes it tomei. So Mishnah says, Remeir matama, Rebiyasi matar. So Remeir says, the loch is that it's tomei, Rebiyasi says that it's tor, that saliva in the mouth does not have a status of a mashka, and it's not makshir. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says like this: Hipich bo tamei. If the person had gathered the saliva to ready to spit it out, so then it's no longer, now it's considered a liquid, and it'll be makshir. But lo hipich bo is tor. But if he didn't do that, it's still considered just regular saliva, which is part of the body. It's not a mashka, and it's not going to be machsher. And our Mishnah does not differentiate between hippopot and hippopot. So we have a net of Yehud over there does differentiate. So the Mor says, it seems to be a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan Muchlefes Hashita. Now, in most of Shas, Muchlefes Hashita means that there's been a mistake in the opinions. We have to flip the opinions. Here Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Rabbi Yehuda changed his opinion. He was Machlef his opinion. And from the mission over here to the mission Kalim, we realize he got the Kalim, he limited his idea. It's only true in the case of Hapikbo, maybe Hapikbo. But had he not been Hapikbo, it would not be a problem in our Mishnah. So on Shabbos also, it's only a problem if a person gathers the saliva together and rolls it around in his mouth, he's ready to spit it out. That already is a problem. He can't go down on Amis. But till that point, it's not a problem. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Rish Lakish says, I'm going to figure out a way that this should not be understood that Rabbi Yehuda has changed his opinion. The Mor eventually is going to not accept Rish Lakish's pshat.
You see this dalet almost outside. You can't just spit it straight down.
He could. He could do that. The problem is, the question was, may he? Spitting is mutter straight down. That's not our issue. The issue was, can he walk carrying it in his body? That's Rabbi Yehuda's finish.
Carrying it in his mouth,
yeah. We don't need to say that. We can say that the mission over there is true and the mission over here is true. So referring to the kichai is the mucus which is coming up, phlegm which is coming up, not regular saliva, but some of which is coming up because the person has a cold. So that liquid is considered a problem, and that would be what our mission. That's what the Mishnah over here is referring to as a problem. But the saliva itself, that's the Mishnah's kalim, that that's not a problem unless it's been hapichbo. The Mor says no. They can't be pshat in the Mishnah because of Hatanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kichai. Now he takes up the word Shenitlash. Became Roiker Shenitlash. Lo Yehalat Alanam is Achiyorik. I skipped. No. Hatanya. Rabbi Yehuda Kichai Benitlash. So Kichai Benitlash.
It says,
Kicho of Fein Roko. I gotta find the right place. What's the Gersa?
The Fein Roko, according to Salonik.
Okay. That makes life easier. Kicho of Fein Roko Shenitlash. So it sounds like that my lab, Roik Menitlash, the din of Menitlash is only going back on the case of the Roik. But the Kichoi,
it says, my lab, Kicho Viroko Shenitlash. Lo Kicho Shenitlash.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure how that would go.
He says, I'm
work. Okay. So I'm not sure how to figure out the Nusach Amitis, but I'll figure out the Nusach that I have over here. Okay. So the Mor is assuming, the Rashi learns the Gersa of Kicha Benitlash, so the Mor is assuming that means Surah Vendinim. Kichoi and Roik, which is Nitlash. So we see that the problem is a case of Roik also. So you're telling the Mishnah is a case of Kichoi. The Brisa says that there's a case of Kichoi, the case of Roik also. The Mor says, no, Kichoi and Nitlash. It's simply referring to Kiach and not anything else. Well, kichoi is phlegm, right? But the Morris assume right now that the phrase kichoi kamo benitlash is the, that's referring to the saliva which is now in your mouth. Not benitlash is the step before hapach. Correct. So then saliva develops in your mouth. That's nitlash. Then a person rolls it around and ready to spit it out. That's hapach. The Morris says, but you see that roik is a separate category. The Morris says, no, the Pshat in the Bryce says, kichoi v'nitlash. It's referring to kiach. Okay, so as the kiach develops in the mouth, he has a problem. The Morris says, no, but it's a different Bryce of a tanya behuda, I'm a kichoi v'nitlash, m'chei roikah v'nitlash, lo yalat dalat amas achiyorik. So here this Bryce clearly says that roik is a problem by itself, which does not fit with the mission over there in Caleb. So our answer, the correct pshat, like we said before, Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda changed his opinion from our mission to the mission Caleb. Okay, a little bit of Musa over here. Amar Reish Lakish Kiach Bifnei Rabbi Chayiv Misa. A person would spit out the Kiach in front of his Rebbe. Is chai that's a bizoin for the cover of the Rebbe. Says chai, he's chai misa b'de shemaim. Shenemar b'chol masanai ohavu mavis. Article of masanai ela lemasnei. Those who make something, those who make something, make people uncomfortable by doing actions which people find disgusting. The Mor says, "V'homenis onus, but you know, what do you want for the person? That person has a cold. He needs to spit it out." More answers, "Kiach v'rok karminen." That he developed, you know, he said he coughed it up, then he spat it out. And the spitting out part, you could choose, you know, the coughing up and the whole clearing your throat and the whole thing. Okay, that you have no choice. But where you spit it out, so you could take a tissue and spit into a tissue, or you can move away. Just spitting it out, publicly, that's making people uncomfortable like that. That's in front of a Rebbe, this chai of misa.
I guess actually, you can't really move away. You got to wait for the other person to move away. Right, the whole conversation there is whether or not you can move away.
Not a Shabbos.
Oh.
Sorry. Person sitting in the shir on Tuesday morning shir, right? Okay. Zot Rashi. Baba Gavdol Hippoch. Yeah. Baba Gavdol Hippoch. It's about 8, 9, 10 lines down in the narrow lines. Mishnah Mashma, that's a problem even though he wasn't Hippoch. But to me, it's a question. Mishum the Tlisha Lukhudei, just the fact that it developed in your mouth. It's also to continue to walk to the mepekoi because it's waiting to be expelled. If I feel the lehipek bar, but he hasn't moved it around in his mouth. So he asked that because the Mishnah says in Kalim, "Hoy echol debeila shel chuma." So it was these were chuma figs. Yadayim asayv, shtam yadayim shel nitnu. There was hands which had not been washed. Havi shniyos, which have a status of being a sheni for tuma, and tuma, which touches a sheni, becomes possible. The person is the tuma; it passes the tuma. So the issue over here is hechsher. Rashi learns: Remeir matami sherei huchshura hatruma b'rekshim apiv. The roik has a status of a mashka, and it makes the tuma muchshur tuma makabel tuma, and then when his hand touches it, becomes possible. Rabbi Yossi matar. The saliva is not considered a mashke. It's not one of the seven mashkim. It's even though we can look at the roik that there's water in it. Right now, it's part of it's one of the body liquid. It's not considered water. So it's a body liquid which aren't the mashke. Hippo, so Yehuda came along and said a middle shita. Once he's sort of gathered it together to spit it out, to the mishtekoi, it's waiting to be expelled now, umachshir, it'll be machshir, and otherwise not. So Rechon said, "Mechlev is a shita." Hichlev Rehuda, she tells him, "Biyotzah himenu." Rehuda changed his opinion and left the opinion which he had over here in Erevin to a new opinion over there in Caleb. Rizalga says, "Lotachlev, you don't have to do that." Lotemim Mechlev is he. You don't have to say that he changed. The Masizim the Kamer Avol Gavlo Hibuch Kor LeMishne, even without being Mahapik, it's waiting to be expelled. It's referring to Kiach. It's the liquids which come up from inside of the body because a person is ill, has a cold. Kiachay benitlish lo yahal dalam is achiyorik. So once it develops in his mouth, he should spit it out. He can't walk dalam. My love, tarti ketani kiachay bechein roikay. It's referring to that kicha also, and also roik. So you see that roik is amishatama roik also. The verse says no, that it's referring only to kelim. We're bringing a second price. The verse says you see our mishnah is talking about roik, and the mishnah kelim then will be not like our mishnah. The more answers kishanin mekara mukhlev is a shita. So we're forced to go back to the rechon teretz that Rabbi Huda actually did change his opinion. Chaimis with the Shemaim, a person who does this in front of his Rebbe is Chaimis with the Shemaim. Called Masane Ovumovis. Ter Omer Lahaikrua, Parshat Hashem Kanoni. So the Torah is talking and saying, those who hate me love death. But the more it makes it Russia, Lamasniyai. Lamasniyam Daito Baninus. They make the Rebbe uncomfortable with this, you know, the Rebbe's sensitive person, and the person who's doing these disgusting type of actions, spitting out his kiach in front of his Rebbe, so that's his chayiv, that lack of derech eretz to the Rebbe is mechayiv and misa. Mercy of Hamenas on this, shalkarcha hu al yadei chayli ad sina. It happens automatically. So more answers, kiach v'rok harmina. The spitting out doesn't have to be done there. He could walk away, or he could use a garment to spit it into, as opposed to just spitting it out. They didn't necessarily carry a handkerchief, but they'd use it into some garment instead of doing it out in front of the Rebbe. Okay, derech eretz. So the Mishnah. We had this before. So the person can't stand in the Rishus HaYachid, Yishim Rishus HaRabim, and lean out and drink in the Rishus HaRabim, because afraid he's going to bring the cup back to where he is. Or Rishus HaRabim, Yishim Rishus HaYachid, and can't hit the Rosh Vrubay, the Makam Shu Shaisa. He puts the majority of his body there, so that acts as a reminder to continue drinking there, not to bring it back to himself. V'chein begas, and this halacha applies also to a case of the gas of the wine vat. And the more it's explained, it's referring to a different halacha. It's not referring to Shabbos. It's referring to the halacha of drinking by the vat without taking trips of maestros, because the halacha is shtiyas aroi. It's not chayiv chumas and meisers, and what's called shias aroy. You have to actually drink it in the vat. So you have to have it. You have to have the rosh merubay in the vat. Otherwise, you're afraid he's going to pull it to you, and then it will be not shias aroy, and it's chayiv and chumas and meisers.
The contrast is between rosh merubay and just rosh.
I'm sorry, what?
The contrast is between rosh merubay and rosh meyado or something.
Correct. Rashi, v'yishter v'shutz rabim, v'yishter tzavori, he sits on his neck v'shutz rabim, v'yishter, and drink there. Zeresh hama yachnin sakli etzlik, because he might decide to bring the kli which he's drinking from back to where he is. Chen begas b'farsha gemara liyin meiser. Okay. So the Gemara says, Resha rabbonon, v'sefer Rabbi Meir. So the Chor, we have a stira, we're getting confused, that is how to send the Mishnayos. The last Mishnah told us we have no problem with the person standing in one Rishus, picking something up, and the other person moving it around, etc. We're not worried he might bring it to him. Here we're saying, no, because he might bring it to you. So can you make up your mind what you hold? Some more answers. Omer Rav Yosef b'chafetzin shetzichim loy b'divri akol. That the cup is something which a person needs, a person wants to drink from, he needs it, etc. So then there's a concern that a person will be interested in bringing the kli to himself, and even the Rabbanan agree that's a problem. What the Rabbanan permitted was taking an item which he has no interest in having in Rishus HaYochid and moving it from one spot to the other, or vice versa. And he has no need for it in Rishus HaYochid, so there's no reason to make a gzeri, he might bring it in. And that Rebbe said, even in that case, there's a gzeri, he might bring it in. Okay. Let's just clap the Rashi. Rashi Rabbanan. Le'elu kimna l'ha d'ktani oimid rishus adam rishus yachid batat rishus rabban k'rabbanan. That you may move it, stand on rishus and move something another rishus. The plea laid to the mayor, the argument of the mayor, the besis of the government of Teach by the case of the key. We're hidden shem yachdis, and then in that case you might bring it to where you are. V'ha gozer shem yachdis. Now here we are, guys, you might bring it to where you are. To the mayor, why don't you ask me a question that you know you're in Shisayachid, so the majority of your body is in Shisayachid. You drink versus a rabbin, so the water goes into your mouth and down your esophagus into your stomach. So it went from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, your stomach, right? The same way we say leaving your body and going out from the bladder to Rishus HaRabim is a problem, so vice going out is a problem, coming in should be a problem. No, that's not a problem. Gladami, the Hosam Ka'okar Mishusu, the Ka'ovat Hanokal Mishusu, Avashes Ovid Hakira Vahanokal Bechada Rishusu, the Rishushu Shoysuba, Piv Oimed, Upiv Hain Nokal Miyat. We look at the water as if it lands in the mouth. The hanok, the mocha, when you put it, is the mouth. Then you swallow it down. That's a separate act. That's already part inside the body. So that's not called the. So the kira and the nocher are both in the, that of the rishus. I feel about a moira the gozer behu. The thumb which you need, the chomer would be gozer to bring it in. Because he needs them, he might pull them in. He needs the water. So the only one get the water is bringing the cup, so he's going to bring the cup of the water inside. Whereas the case of the Mishnah was before, there's no reason to believe he has any need to bring it inside, so not because he might bring it inside.